You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us on the Kyven Foods guest line to help us go through our five-star picks of the week is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how have you been?
Hey, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Oh, great. Really good. Thank you, Tony. We missed you last week as we were inducting our 2017 class of, our Hall of Fame class into our guest Hall of Fame. It was a great show. A lot of great guys. Six more guys joining you in our hall, Tony. So we missed you last week, but
fantastic.
Glad to catch up with you again this week.
Fantastic.
So, Bob, Tony, you know, if we go back a couple of weeks, the last time Tony was on the show and we did our five-star picks, and none of us is breaking out from the pack. If you remember, week one, I was 3-2, and you guys were both 2-3. Well, for week two, Bob was 3-2, and Tony, you and I were both 2-3. So far for the season, Bob and I are level 500, 5-5. You're 4-6, so we've all got to pick it up because hanging around 500 isn't doing any of us any good, isn't getting us getting any of us anywhere. So we got a lot of work to do for the rest of the season. So here we go with our five-star picks for week four. And, Tony, our first game this week is going to be my 2-1 Steelers going to the 2-1 Ravens. The Steelers are a 3-point road favorite. The over-under is 42. So, Tony, which one of these teams bounces back from a terrible week three loss?
Oh, man, your Steelers disappointed me last week, man.
No kidding.
But you know, it's been a crazy 3 weeks though, Gus. You know, you never know. Some of these teams are playing well. Pittsburgh and Ravens, man, that's gonna be a tough one. I mean, I was kind of shocked last week when your Steelers let the Bears beat them, the Chicago Bears. Oh my God! So
yeah. Tell me all about it, Tom.
Man, and then the Ravens get their butts beat last week. I don't know if that's because they're out of the country or what, but golly, man. The Steelers at home or Ravens at home?
Ravens at home. Steelers at Baltimore.
At Baltimore, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, man. I'm going to go with the Steelers, man. I just think they got too many weapons. I just don't understand how they play so badly last week. So I got to go with the Steelers. You know, it's a crucial time right now. They don't want to lose two games in a row. So I'm taking Pittsburgh 24-21. Be a close game.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
I agree with Tony, Chris. The Steelers they're definitely one of the elite teams in the league. I know they had bumps on the road already this year, but they're still, and Baltimore did not expect much from them this year. I'm surprised that they have a couple wins already, but I think Le'Veon Bell gets things going, Chris. Pittsburgh is not happy with the whole thing last week. I think they get it. They get the ship righted big time on the road. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh 28-20.
28-20. Oh, well, hopefully both of you guys are right. You know, the offense continues. Like they're still, continue to look. Like they're still going into OTAs or in training camp. They look uninterested, uninspired, and it starts with poor play by, Ben Roethlisberger. Misses a wide-open Martavis Bryant on the first play of the game. So, and you talk about Le'Veon Bell. That guy's been rapping about how he needs 17 to sign, meaning 17 million. He looks like he's not worth 17,000, let alone 17 million. And the Bears, they ran the stretch play, I think, 42 times last week against the Steelers defense, and they couldn't stop it. Jordan Howard had 138 yards. He averaged 6 yards a carry. Tariq Cohen had 78 yards. He averaged 6.5 yards per carry. But so I'm sure they're going to see a heck of a lot more than that. Now, the thing going in our favor is, oh, no, Joe Flacco, who continues to steal money from the Ravens. He parlayed that hot playoff run a few years ago into a huge contract. 8-for-18 for 28 yards and 2 interceptions last week, guys. He's 31st in the league right now in quarterback rating and 32nd in passing yards. So the thing is, though, guys, the Steelers are 5-13 in their last 18 games on the road against losing teams, right? So if the Ravens were 1-2 or 0-3, instead of 2-1, I'd be picking the Ravens to win this game because for some reason the Steelers always play their worst against the worst teams. Mike Glennon, oh, by the way, guys, Bears starting quarterback, 6-15 as a starting quarterback. two of those six wins against the Steelers. He led a 2-14 Bucks team to a victory over the Steelers not long ago. But anyway, Ravens are 2-1, so my boys, I think, are going to figure this thing out. I think they win a close game like Tony talked about. I think it's 20-10. Our second game, fellas, 2-1 Panthers going to Tony's 2-1 Patriots. The Patriots are a 9-point home favorite, and the over-under is 49. Tony, your boys eked out a win last week over Deshaun Watson and the Texans, so they're looking anything but dominant right now, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. So can they hold off Cam Newton and the Panthers this week?
Too close last week. Yeah, you're right, man. We're hurting real bad on defense right now, but I just can't see Carolina going up to New England and beating New England at home. I said the same thing about Kansas City too, but I just think, you know, offensively we're doing well. We're going to put up some points. I don't see the Panthers. I don't think the Panthers can hang with us as far as scoring. So we're going to score a lot of points. I don't think the Panthers will. So I got to go with my Patriots, of course. And I think this is going to be the blowout of the week, 38-7, New England.
Wow, the Tony Collins blowout special, 38-7 over the
Love
Texans.
Those.
Holy cow. Bob, I don't know. What do you think?
I can't disagree with Tony as far as they're not going to be able to hang with him. Chris, Carolina's a team averaging 15 points a game. You're going up to New England, who's averaging 33. I don't think you have to look too much farther than that. New England is still mad that they lost a game, and they will be probably until the end of the season. But, yeah, this is. I think they're going to go up there, take care of business. Even if their defense doesn't play well, they're still going to win a lot of games outscoring opponents, and this might be something along those lines, but I'm still going to say give the Patriots 34 and give the other team 24. How's that?
All right. Well, I'm going to take the Patriots as well, but I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. As I was saying, you know, the Patriots defense has given up the most yards in the league so far, the most points in the league so far. They're 26 against the run, dead last against the pass. So, you know, if you have anybody on the Panthers offense, oh, by the way, for fantasy football players, right, and you'll go out and start them because they're going to put a bunch of points. I like the Patriots. I think they'll get it done at home. I think it's going to be a high-scoring close game. I like it 38-35, Patriots. Our third game this week, guys, is the 2-1 Titans going to the 1-2 Texans. The Titans are a 1.5-point road favorite, and the over-under is 43.5. So, Tony, who do you like here?
Yeah, I got to go with the Titans, man. You know, Deshaun, the rookie quarterback for Houston, I think he's going to be a great football player. But I just don't think this year, unless he catches on a little bit more during the latter part of the year. But right now, he's struggling a little bit to put points on the board. But I still think that he's going to be a super quarterback. But the Titans, I think they just got too many weapons. I like their defense as well. So I'm going to go with Tennessee, 27-17.
All right. Bob, who are you going with?
I'm with Tony on this one, too. It's Houston, we always talk, Chris, about how good defensively they were, and Tennessee's actually given up less points than Houston, which that blows my mind. I mean, I didn't think anyone would think that Houston would score like Tennessee, but defensively, they're playing good. And Houston, like Tony said, Watson, looking good, but I just think it's still too early yet. Mariota's starting to come into his own. So I'm going to say Tennessee goes in there and ekes out a win. I'm going to say Tennessee 24-20.
All right. And, guys, I don't know if you saw the story, but Deshaun Watson gave his first game check to three ladies working in their cafeteria who were all impacted by Hurricane Harvey. It's a great story. And, oh, by the way, expect to hear more about it next week in our Spotlight on the Positive segment. But, I wasn't big on Deshaun Watson as a fan before. You know, I saw that story, but I sure am now. Did a nice job last week against Tony's Patriots, 22 of 33, 301 yards, two touchdowns, had a couple of picks. They also rushed for 125 yards as a team. Now, the Texans, you know, to your point, Bob, are not the same defense that we saw a year ago. 25th in points allowed at a shade under 25, middle of the pack in yards allowed. You know, that might spell a problem, you know, if Tennessee wasn't worse. They're 27th in yards allowed and 26th in passing yards allowed. The key to beating the Titans is stopping the run. DeMarco Murray keeps rolling. He's averaging 5.3 yards a carry. To Bob, to your other point, you know, Marcus Mariota doing pretty well. He's in the middle of the pack right now in passing yards. So, you know, I think this is going to be a close game. The Texans are at home. I like the mojo being generated by Deshaun Watson. So I'm going to go the other way. I'm taking the Texans in a mild upset. I say they win this game 27-24. Our fourth game this week, guys, the 2-1 Raiders going to the 2-1 Broncos. The Broncos are a 3-point home favorite. The over-under here is 46. Tony, who do you like to come out on top on this one?
Oh, man, this is going to almost be like the old Raiders and the old Broncos. Both teams are playing good football, man. Both teams have great defenses as well. Broncos, probably one of the best defenses in the league. But I just like Oakland. You know, Carr and the weapons that Carr has, I think they'll score more than the Denver Broncos will. But it won't be a whole lot of scoring because of the defense. So we're going 2017 Oakland.
All right. Bob, what do you got?
This is the toughest game of the week, I think, guys, because these teams are just dead even in everything. If you look at the stats, one win losses, points for, points again. They both lost last week. So this is, you know, I'm just going to go with the home team just because they're home. Oakland going into the altitude. I'm going to just say Denver because they're home, and that's the only reason I'm picking them here. I'm going to say they win this game 28-24. A good game, but Denver comes out ahead.
All right. You know, when I looked at, you know, this game, you know, the Raiders looked very bad last week against the Redskins. Kirk Cousins throws for 365 and 3 touchdowns. You know, Marshawn Lynch for the Raiders, you know, you look at him, he only 18 yards last week. Derek Carr only threw for 118 yards, had 2 picks. Last week the Broncos were coming off, you know, a blowout win over the Cowboys, so you think they'd come off on a high, yet they were flat in a 10-point loss to Buffalo. So neither team has any momentum. Oakland's offense that was supposed to be so high-powered, only 22nd in yards, 24th in passing yards, and that was supposed to be the strength of their offense. Marshawn Lynch only has 139 yards in the 3 games so far, only 1 touchdown. So the Raiders' offense, like my Steelers' offense, is completely underwhelming. Both defenses are giving up 21 a game, so that's what I'm going to stick with, guys. I'm going to take Denver because, just like you, Bob, just for the mere fact that they're the home team, I'm going to give them the edge. I say they win 22-20, average 21 points given up. I'm taking Denver. Our last game this week is the Monday night game, pitting the 2-1 Redskins going to the 3-0 Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 7-point home favorite. The over-under is 49. Tony, can the Redskins help out your Patriots by giving the Chiefs a loss?
This will be another good game, man. Redskins are playing good football. KC is definitely playing good football. It's a tough one. But I just like KC. I think KC is going to be one of those top tier teams this year, making it all the way to the playoffs and with a chance of going to the Super Bowl this year. Well, of course, they got to play the Patriots, so they won't make it. But anyway, I'm going with Kansas City. I'm just going to go with Kansas City. I like the rookie running back. I think Hunt's doing an excellent job. So we're going to go Kansas City. A high-scoring game, I think. So we'll go 37-34, Kansas City.
All right. Bob, what do you got?
I could see it being a pretty wild game, and I think just Kansas City is on a roll, guy. Only the Patriots have scored more points in the conference, and I just think they continue rolling. I think they're going to have a similar year to they've had in the past decade. They're going to probably get a good streak here and then kind of level off at the end. But yeah, I don't see them having too much of a problem here at home. I'm going to say they put up 34-26, Kansas City over Washington.
All right. And guys, like I always say, the ability to run the ball and play great defense, right, that wins you games. The Chiefs rookie, you know, running back Kareem Hunt, as Bob and I were talking about at the top of the show, has been unbelievable so far this season. He leads the league in rushing 401 yards. That's 113 yards more than the next closest guy. He's averaging 8.4 yards per carry thanks to five runs of 20-plus yards or more. Their defense is seventh in points allowed, giving up 19 a game. They held Philip Rivers last week to 237 yards passing, had three interceptions against him. And Alex Smith doing pretty well, 10th in the league in passing yards so far, seven touchdowns, no interceptions, and those seven touchdowns are second only to Brady. So there's so much to like about Kansas City right now, and particularly in this game. So I'm taking them to go 4-0. 27-20, Kansas City wins this game. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you're doing to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.com, TonyCollinsSpeaks.com. Those are the websites. We're giving out scholarships for high school students to go off to college. Thank you, guys.
We look forward to catching up with you again next week.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Take care, Tony.
Bye-bye, Tony.
This is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins and our five-star picks of the week.